If you were stuck in a tunnel with your friend, would you be Tunnel Brothers?
Would you be Tunnel? I guess.
I mean, Tenet Brothers? I mean,
I don't know fucking anything about Tenet, and I never will. Hello, everyone.
Oh, hey. Didn't see you there. Sorry, that was so sultry. Listening to Out of Dodge, a podcast hosted by us. I'm Trevor.
And I am Shane.
And Shane, what do we do on this podcast?
Well, we normally talk about video games, video game news, a little pop culture, and then we usually watch a random episode of a bad TV show.
And what makes us qualified to do this, to do anything? What? Who's gatekeeping fucking podcasting from us?
What gods gave us the rights? Well, we both went to Chapman University, which was kind of a trip and maybe cost a little too much money, where we learned how to screenwrite, sort of, kind of. And, you know, we picked up a lot along the way, and we thought, why not turn our talents to discuss the crazy world of movies? I mean, there aren't movies anymore, which is kind of why we only talk about video games.
And TV shows, because they're like, we filmed these 17 years ago, let's just put them on again.
But hey, when James Bond comes out in April 2021, we're gonna fucking be there with all the details.
So how are you doing, buddy?
Things are well. It's starting to get cold over here in the more eastern part of the good US of A. Got them leaves falling. The thing is, the day will start at like 40 and you're like, I can't possibly survive this. And then it'll be 80 in like 2 hours. And I'm like, how?
It's a 40 degree difference.
How can I prepare for this? And nature's like, you can't.
Dude, it's been hot as hell here in California.
No. How, it's been bad. How's the fire situation, by the way? I'm not really sure where those are.
Same? Like,
okay.
I know that sounds bad, but like, I'm like, there's some to the north, some to the east, some to the south. I know none to the west because there's the ocean, but
As long as that's not on fire, I think you're gonna be okay.
That'd be bad because, you know, the animals that are in there. But also, so the air is getting slightly better, but it's still pretty smoky as time is recording. I had ash coming into my room the other day.
Ugh.
Like through the windows, and I was like, oh, what?
You're like, stop. Uh-oh. It. I don't like this at all.
That's not good. But as of recently, I've had fucking mice, dude.
Oh god. I don't like
in
that.
In my goddamn house. Trying to teach me how to cook fucking ratatouille and garbage. Climbing on my head, pulling my hair.
Driving small cars. It's the whole bit. It's the whole bit.
And biplanes. Can you believe it? Biplanes.
God, I forgot about the biplane.
it's been terrifying. We've caught 3 in the past
week. Oh god, that's 3 too many.
It's so gross. And like, we've put like traps out and called the exterminator, who like showed up with 2 traps, and he's like,
that doesn't seem like enough.
I'm like, uh-oh. What about like chemicals? He's like, we don't do that. No, like, then what do you do?
You want like John Goodman from Arachnophobia. That's what you want.
That's, I want obscure, snakes.
That's what you want.
Like, that's the thing. I've never wanted a friend that owned snakes before. I've never wanted to know a single human being that has a pet for like a pet snake. Because those people, why? What's wrong with you?
I like your strategy though. Because when you said snake, I thought you were like, I just want to find one and let it in. But you're like, no. I'll call a friend.
there's a Simpsons episode where they like release these animals or something. I'm gonna butcher this, but they release animals to get rid of people, and they're like, but what happens, you know, with these animals now? And they're like, oh, well, you know, the snakes will get them. And they're like, but what happened to the snakes? It's like, well, the fox will get them. And they're like, well, what happened to the gorillas? And they're like, well, we'll bring some gorillas. Fuck me. Well, they're like, we'll bring some gorillas. And they're like, well, what about the gorillas? And they're like, they can't survive the winter. And I'm like, good.
That's incredible.
So, fuck, God, I just had a mini stroke in the middle of that story. But Anyways, watch The Simpsons. Great TV show.
That reminds me of the classic question mark. There's a horror film called Mimic. And so there's this horrible virus going around spread by cockroaches. And the scientists are like, well, what are we going to do? Do we cure it? And
don't you mean Republicans? And sorry, keep going.
Oh, Jesus. And they're like, I have an idea. Let's make a bigger cockroach that'll kill the small cockroach, but the big cockroach will die in 5 years. Flash forward several years. The big cockroach, ooh, boy, it did not die. Instead, it grew to person size and then can, like, can mimic the way a person looks. So, like, the movie is not great. I'm going to say it. But there's one scene where, like, it's a subway platform, and then there's, like, a dude in a trench coat at the far end of the... of the terminal. It's not it's not a dude, it's a bug, and I'm like, that's not okay.
is it just a bug in a trench coat? I'm just imagining.
No, it's like,
Kafka's metamorphosis.
Have you ever seen a moth that kind of had like a skull on its back, or kind of like an angry looking kind of thing?
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, where it can like fold itself so that it looks like a face, but it's not.
Oh, that's disturbing.
It's one of those things where I'm like, I feel like they could do that again. I actually think Guillermo del Toro might have directed it, actually. It was kind of like one of the earlier things that got him like into the whole crazy monster arena, which I'm glad he's in.
That's nutty. Very it spooky. Is. Very timely for Halloween.
It is Halloween, everybody. I know everything's been terrifying all year, but this month, it's in a fun way.
I mean, we've got off to a pretty funky ass start, if you ask me, but we're here. The big ween is in a few weeks, so you know, get ready for those hallows.
Yeah, please do.
No trick-or-treating, because all that water from Waterworld's waist high, baby. So
no, it's not aggressively safe
no
to be out in the thick of it.
Shane, can I talk to you about something that I found out was a thing?
Yes.
Monster Hunter the movie. I was sitting on the toilet this week.
Fantastic.
Scrolling through Twitter, and I'm like, why is Monster Hunter trending? Clicked on it. Apparently a teaser for the hotly anticipated Monster Hunter movie starring Resident Evil actress, I forget her name, and also directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, who also did all the Resident Evil movies. That teaser trailer was announced. It looks weird. It looks bad.
So
not that I was expecting anything good.
What I think the plot is, and I could be wrong, is that it's like a troop of American, or it's a troop of soldiers that go through like a portal and end up in the Monster Hunter world, which is definitely what fans of the video game wanted. Except it wasn't.
I'm a fan of the video game. I've been playing it recently.
It's supposed to be kind of like a cool, magical, absurd weapon-killing monster game. And they're like, you know what's cool?
Guns
in the military, which are both super hot right now. And I'm like, oh, okay. You told me that you think the plot of the movie will be, uh-oh, guns don't work. And then they do get the cool swords and then kill monsters with cool swords, right?
I would think so, because the movie poster is her with, like, the giant, like, buster sword.
Yeah, like, I don't think it'll be good,
like,
but
the game.
I do want to see that sword, though, you know?
Me too. I have, like, a morbid curiosity, because, like, it's gonna be one of those things where they're gonna be like, what are monsters? And there's going to be, like, some dude from the Monster Hunter world's like, I'm vaguely ethnic. Let me teach you about our ways of fighting monsters. Mia Djokovic or whatever her name is. I don't know. I quit Chrome, so I can't look it up. But, like,
I quit Chrome, like, cold turkey. I can't.
Hey, white lady, here's a sword. And I'm like, sick. And not, you know, whatever. Race means nothing in the Monster Hunter world. Only monsters. But, like, I want it to be something. I don't want it to just be like, here's Godzilla, go fight him. The good news is they do have a monster from the franchise in the teaser trailer, so that's pretty
sick.
Yeah, that's
an important step, I think.
It's a Black Diablos, so do you want to know why it's black, Shane?
Yeah, please tell me.
Well, Black Diablos are the, they're only female. And their skin turns black in color when they go into heat. So,
So you're telling me it's horny. That's great.
It's, I mean, it also has horns, but yeah, it wants to just do something. So, don't know why I know that. I hate that I know that, but that's just the fucking game. It tells you, man.
Got that trailer, that teaser, rather, got me thinking about
adaptations from, like, video games to movies. Because they're notoriously bad.
almost all of them.
Yeah, like, I can't... I mean, what do you think the best movie to video game... No.
Wait, what?
Video game to movie is... There we go.
Iron Man 2. I'm kidding. It's a good question. I'm gonna take Witcher off the table because it's too good and it's kind of based on books, even though if the video games never came out, they never would have made that show.
Yes.
But yeah, because it's too good, I'm gonna take it off the table because it feels unfair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are a couple horror movies that I like that were based on video games. Like, I think Silent Hill is really good because it captures, mm-hmm, like, the depressing Ohio reality of it and, like, the monster. Like, it gives you what you want from it. And also, like, the first two Resident Evil movies, which are, like, very silly, also kind of give you, like, oh, this is what the game is. Like, Resident Evil 2, they're like, here's Nemesis, and Umbrella is bad, and there are dog monsters. And I'm like, okay, you know, what else could you want? And then they, like, just nosedived after that.
Tomb Raider. There's been a bunch of different Tomb Raider
movies.
There have
been so many Tomb Raiders.
All bad. We saw the newest one in theaters.
Okay, but here's my bit about Tomb Raider.
Go for it.
So, the most recent one, it's not terrible, but it kind of, like, ends where maybe should have started.
Uh-huh.
Like, she... Like, in the first one, she comes into her own, and then she gets the two guns, and the movie's like, we're done. And I'm like, what? And I've heard rumblings about a sequel, and I'm like, okay, well, that would be, like, you'd actually get to see the stuff that you're supposed to see.
It made enough money?
In Tomb Raider. Apparently.
Because what I heard is just the movie is just the game, you know? But, like, in live action. Like, they don't change too much. The movie wasn't very good. It's very paint by colors. But, you know. Who am I? A filmmaker? No. You have Detective Pikachu, which I guess is a video game movie in theory, but it doesn't take the plot of Detective Pikachu. It doesn't take the plot of any of the other Pokemon games. Just like, here's this movie in this world that was pre-established by video games. And I think it was pretty successful.
Oh no, I would say that Detective Pikachu definitely made a lot of money and kind of re-kickstarted the, oh, should video game be movie conversation? Mm-hmm. I liked, like, most of Detective Pikachu. I think two-thirds of it are really solid. I think kind of, like, the overarching plot is, like, super stupid. But there is...
Yeah.
They do capture some of, like, the whimsical nature of it. And they have, like, a city where Pokemon and people live together. There's a lot of good world building there. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of neat. I am a little disappointed we didn't get a more traditional kind of, like, battle-type movie. Because that's kind of the shit you want to see. You do kind of want to see these things, like, really go at each other. That sounds
mean,
but
that's the one thing
you know.
Do in the game. that's it. That's all the game.
So, I don't know. Maybe in the future we could get something more like that. I've always kind of wanted to see if they could do an animated one, but like with a huge budget as opposed to one that had like $2 to work with.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that would be kind of neat. Because I do think that like in an animated format it could really like prosper if it had money.
Sure.
Money.
I mean, this is not necessarily, like, a traditional video game movie.
Hell yeah.
But Wreck-It Ralph. Does that count?
I think Wreck-It Ralph, it's one of those that, like, falls in the category of celebrates games. So, I'll give that to you.
Yes! I'm the best. Okay, so, but, like, it's good because it, you know, it plays on the strengths of video games. And it kind of assumes the people watching it are familiar with video games. Especially, like, a lot of retro ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. Like, it's a solid game.
It's so good. It's just...
I mean, game. Fuck me. It's a solid movie. Second one's bad, but the first one's
Yeah, the second one is just, like, the infinite Disney sequel machine that gave us, like, The Incredibles 2 for some reason.
Yeah. They're like, what if Disney could also do GTA? And I'm like, maybe don't.
I was like, I don't know if that makes too much sense. But yeah, no, Wreck-It Ralph is very good and wholesome, but also celebrates video games. Like, I think something else that does that a lot would kind of be Scott Pilgrim. Like, that's not directly either, but it's one of those where, like, you like games.
Yeah, no, for sure. I don't know. I want there to be, oh my god, Warcraft. Do you remember that? Do you remember when that was a thing?
Okay, so Warcraft, which I've seen. Yeah. Did you see Warcraft?
No, I didn't see Warcraft.
I watched it with Riku. Okay.
Tell me about it.
It's,
because I heard it was garbage.
Fucking terrible. It didn't look as bad as I thought it would, and there were elements of it that I really liked. Like, there was some kind of cool self-sacrificial shit. I don't really remember it, I'm going to be honest. Toward the end. That I didn't think was bad. And some of the world building was there. I just think, like, it was not polished. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where, like, if the script had gone through a couple rewrites, it could have been, like, this huge fucking thing. But it wasn't.
Yeah, and I know Blizzard had been talking about making a Warcraft movie forever. And,
Which, I mean, I get it. You know what I mean? I get the concept of that. But...
Yeah, and you kind of get their want, too. Like, it was a money-making machine back in... God, early 2000s, 90s? I don't know. It's older than I am.
The hyper past, yeah.
the mega past. I think they put a lot of money into it, if I remember correctly. Yeah. It had a stupid high budget. But still, you know, money doesn't solve everything, baby.
No, I think it made...
It solves a lot, like, but it doesn't solve everything.
It made decent money internationally, but I don't think it was
in
enough.
Asia, you mean? Yeah.
I don't think it was enough to, like, justify another one. So they were like, no.
No. So, okay, going back to Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter.
What do you think Monster Hunter will have to do in order to be a passable movie? Not the best video game movie.
But I definitely want to see, like, the world that these monsters live in. Because all we saw is a desert. And if the whole movie is just running around a desert, I'm going to fucking explode. Like, I do... Yeah. I want to, like, see how people deal with this. Are some people like, eh, there are monsters, whatever. Or is everyone like, this is terrible... Is there any kind of, like, ticking clock? Is there, like, a big monster that, like, is coming? Or I want to see, like, just fantasy shit. Like, some fantasy shit. I don't want it to be, like, total America, only the military can get them kind of shit, which, no.
I don't even think they're American, because in the trailer, one of the characters has, an English accent.
Oh, okay, maybe they're... So... Okay. I just meant, like, the Americanized, like...
Yes.
If it bleeds, you can kill it attitude, you know?
Like Superman. I can't wait for her to, like, stab the Diablos and be like, do you bleed? And I'd be like, stop it. You're, like, 2 feet tall. Get out of here. The other question is, do you think there will ever be a good video game movie? And if so, what does it need to be?
Okay, that's actually a fantastic question. It's not an easy question to answer, but it's a good fucking question. I think to be good, you can't just straight adapt it. Otherwise, I don't think people are going to care, or it's not going to translate as well. Because, like, when you have different mediums, you have to do something else. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. My point is, like, don't be afraid to branch out a little bit. Like, even if if it takes place in a world people know with characters they know, then that's good. But at the same time, don't just go point A to point B to point C. You know.
Yeah, I think a big issue for that is, like, for any other medium of entertainment, right? Like books, people can be like, oh, we can, like, just take it straight from the book, because you're giving them an experience
that they haven't had yet,
that they wouldn't have reading the book, right? A visual, auditory one. But for a game, people play
have seen
a game,
it already,
right? People do the game, right? So, like, it's such a more passive experience to, like, sit there and be like, okay, cool. Me as Lara Croft had, you know, I climbed through that plane already, you know, that she's falling through. I did that. So her doing that, I'm like, whatever, because I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's a less impactful experience just seeing something happen as opposed to doing it yourself. So I think the farther away you get from trying to do a one-for-one, like, reshoot of the game, I think you just gotta lean into that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Know? I did a little bit of research about, like, things that are upcoming, like, upcoming adaptations, mm-hmm. because we're kind of in the huge vortex of video game movies and TV shows coming up soon. The Minecraft movie, which I have to talk about.
You're kidding.
And you might say, you might look at me and say, hey, why didn't this come out, I don't know, 10 years ago when it would have made more sense? I don't know. The Minecraft movie is coming out.
Tell me it's animated.
I do believe it's animated. I mean, it would kind of fucking have to be.
If it's not,
we're looking at March 2022 in theory for the Minecraft movie.
It's not far enough.
So fingers crossed on that. Uncharted is also coming out in 2021. I know almost nothing about that because it's a PlayStation thing.
I know it stars Spider-Man's Tom Holland.
So that I think there's potential there. I know those are very story-driven games, so...
Yeah.
We'll see. HBO is doing The Last of Us. The Chernobyl people are working on The Last of Us, and they said it would be somewhat direct as an adaptation. I don't really know how to feel about that, because The Last of Us, like, tells a very complete story, and they do it, like, aggressively well, and they have really involved cutscenes and dialogue and shit going on, so I would kind of want them to branch out a little bit. Otherwise, I feel like we're just watching it again.
And see, honestly, to me, that's fine because I've never played The Last of Us.
I don't know anything.
So I'm about... like, I don't have a PlayStation, so I can watch HBO because I don't have it.
Something that I think I'm more excited about is Fallout, because Amazon, in their infinite amount of money and possibly infinite amount of evil, are doing a Fallout TV show with the Westworld team behind it. And they said they're going to kind of do their own thing. There's not a lot known about it, but all signs point to kind of an original-ish story in that world. And there are, like, so many different locations and things to do there that I'm kind of excited about.
Very rich world. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, cities, and it would be kind of neat to see people travel between locations and kind of what that looks like, so.
I would be down for, like, a post-apocalyptic road trip movie.
Yeah, 100%.
It'd be pretty dope. Pretty sick.
In absolutely wild news, I think would be fair to say, there's a Division movie coming out. Now, you may not remember The Division because no one in America or the world does. The Division was, there are two games, and it's about an elite group of, like, soldier vigilante people that work for the government.
Are they the
They're called The Division. And their job is to activate if the country falls and kind of maintain order and keep people afloat, that kind of deal. Now, the idea that the government would have something in place for if a deadly virus got out is kind of insane right now to think about.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's
just Waterworld.
You're right,
it's just Waterworld. Anyway, so The Division is coming, and even though both games kind of tanked, like, super... So people would play the games for a few months after they launched, and then they would immediately collapse because people didn't care anymore. But that didn't stop The Division HQ from launching this thing, and Netflix for buying it. And also, Jake Gyllenhaal and Jessica Chastain are in it. Isn't that wild? It's just gonna be so stupid.
Because they're such good actors. But also, I feel like it's just gonna be like a spy movie, because there's nothing about The Division that is notable.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, it's people with guns running through empty cities. That's just a movie. Like, you don't need to tie a video game into
it. Okay, I agree with that, but at the same time, The Division is almost a complete fucking blank slate outside of the first sentence of the concept of the game. Because it's like, oh, there's an agency, and they're supposed to do stuff after the world ends. There's, like, the story in the games is almost non-existent, so it's a complete, like, springboard to do anything. So I am a little interested to see, like, how they spin that, and it could completely fucking suck, but... I am curious if maybe the lack of story in the game might help the movie be better?
Potentially. Because same company, Ubisoft, had a very story-driven game turned into a movie, and that was a complete failure. Assassin's Creed.
I fucking forgot about Assassin's Creed.
So did everybody else. And that had a fucking stellar cast, too.
I fucking love Michael Fassbender.
That other person?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're great. I love their work. But, that tanked. That was terrible. It was a bad movie. And, like, moviegoers and video game people were like, we're collectively shunning this.
You know,
this is bad.
I think Assassin's Creed would make much more sense as a TV show, considering you have almost infinite seasons that you could do. Yeah.
It's literally old
time. You might
say
the technology
makes
no sense, and you might say that the worst part of Assassin's Creed has always been the future story of Assassin's Creed. And the answer is you're right, and you will always be right.
Yeah. You are correct.
It drives me nuts.
So you mentioned something about Halo. Is this the series being helmed by Showtime?
Yeah, I would like to talk about the good before I delve straight into the bad.
Please.
So, Showtime somehow nabbed the Halo TV show, which has been in development for about 6 or 7 years. Which
Fuck.
Is, you know,
that's not a good
crazy.
Sign. It's really
However,
bad.
They did start filming. Like, I think they started principal photography either in 2019 or at the beginning of this year. And in theory, it's coming out in 2021. However, you know, there's been some delays, so we'll see. But it's definitely happening. Like, people have been cast. Master Chief has been cast. Halsey has been cast. Cortana's been cast. Like, people are in it. Like, they have been filming. It's a lot farther along, I think, than any other Halo project has been.
More than the games? I'm just kidding.
Yep. No Halo game ever came out, actually. It's always been, like, in theory.
An ethereal? Yeah. What's Bungie up to? Just kidding, it's Bungie.
Wow, we just lost that sponsorship. What I've been able to read, the details have been a little scarce, because if you read about, they'll be like, oh, when does the show take place? And they're like, during the war with the aliens. That's every game, you know? That's every game.
Like, which
and
which
like,
one?
The one.
Because there's, like, at least two.
Every game, there's, like, four different wars that start. And I'm like, But what they've said is that it's kind of a new story. It's not a direct adaptation. And they're talking about character work, which is something you really like to hear before the show even comes out. With the TV show, they kind of have an opportunity to delve into backstory that video games don't often give you. So I'm like, oh, yes. That's really interesting. They're using the medium to, like, do something else. And they talked about having a scale similar to Game of Thrones, kind of doing, like, crazy massive shit, which, you know, I like to hear.
Good.
So I'm kind of very excited about this show. I do think it's kind of strange that it's coming from Showtime and not, like, HBO, who I kind of thought would want this more.
Yeah, or do it better.
Maybe, so. You know, up until the end. And then they're like, actually, Master Chief went crazy and killed everyone. And I'm like, what? And they're like, you know, that's what he always was. And I'm like, what?
I mean, that's kind of what Halo 5 was about, but with Cortana
God,
instead.
Halo 5
so,
fucking
you know.
Blows.
Is Halo 5 Season 8 of Game of Thrones?
Apparently, but also they are trying to unwrite it as fast as physically possible. So props to the team.
That's true.
to
be like, that didn't happen.
I am not looking. The funny thing about Halo, welcome to the Halo cast, is that a long time ago, they tried to get a Halo movie off the ground. And it might have been around 2005. It might be way too early, so I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong. But it was very early. It was kind of like there'd been a couple Halo games. People were losing their shit about Halo, but it wasn't like peak Halo. You know what I mean? It wasn't like...
Yeah.
It wasn't full Halo mania yet, but Microsoft is like, we have to make this fucking movie. We have to make it now. If anyone tries to stop us, we'll kill them. And I'm like, okay. They apparently they paid Alex Garland, whose work you're probably familiar with because he's like 28 Days Later, Ex Machina, Annihilation, etc. They paid him like $1 million to write this motherfucker, which is wild because it didn't get made.
That's a good paycheck.
So I heard they were kind of a little bit controlling because there's a lot of shit they wanted to get in there. Like, Microsoft was like, this is our project and this is what we want.
They're like, you have to put our logo in there. And he's like,
once the
I
script
know.
Was done, they actually sent a script and then they sent somebody dressed as Master Chief to each of the companies. And they had this crazy ass list of requirements. They're like, you have to read this in 24 hours and then agree to all of our terms and then sign the contract if you want to work with us on this movie, which is. It's very bizarre. And a lot of people were like, that's not great. Although, one thing I really appreciate, they did not in any way contact Harvey Weinstein about this. They were like, don't want it. And I'm like, good call on that one. So they actually got Universal and Fox on board because those were the two companies that were like, we're willing to take a shot on this. And they actually agreed. They were like, we're going to split like one of them took like the future domestic earnings, and one of them's like, well, we'll take international. And Microsoft is like, this is wild, we didn't expect this. Microsoft really wanted Peter Jackson to work on it. And Peter Jackson was like, let's let Neil Blomkamp do it, because he was kind of just getting started. Yeah, he actually didn't, I don't even think he directed District 9 yet, but people were already interested in, like...
No, but he worked for Weta for a bit.
People were really feeling the Blomkamp angle.
Blomkamp fever, exactly. You know?
So the production was kind of getting started. It was a real clusterfuck. We spent a lot of money on, like, getting shit ready. Somewhere around, like, $12 million, which is fun. And, like, they got, I want to say Guillermo del Toro or someone like him, his production company, to start working on, like, vehicle models and weapons and, like, alien shit. Like, they were getting shit off the ground. And that just collapsed completely. A lot of people cite Microsoft getting in the way too much and just kind of being a pain in the ass in general. And, like, the studio didn't know what they wanted. And, like, they didn't know how to do it. And there was, like, a lot of shit going wrong. It turns out, actually, that some of the stuff that they shot and some of the props they used became this promotional video for Halo 3 called Landfall. So it's kind of like a 10-minute short that shows a like kind of like a firefight between people and the Covenant, who are the alien bad guys. And it's actually really interesting. I would kind of recommend watching it. I will say, though, that having watched it, if I had to watch 2 hours of it, I would fucking go insane, because it's not great. It's very like... ooh, shot from the air, and it's like, ooh, do you like thermal cameras? And I'm like, no. And they're like, we're gonna use it a lot. And they're like, whoa, this guy got a spear through his chest. Where the camera's gonna be all janky? And I'm like, okay. Because, like, I mean, I do like Neil Blomkamp more than not, but like, I don't think the film would have turned out. And part of me is kind of glad it didn't, because like back in 2005 or whatever, I don't think they could have like really made it. Like, we didn't have, like, Endgame or Westeros Dragon tech yet that I think could have supported a Halo show. So I'm kind of glad.
And I am curious about, if that movie tanked, would we have any more Halos?
That's actually super interesting, and probably not.
I don't know.
Yeah. What's really wild, though, is if I can do the last Halo fact.
Please. We gotta move on, but yes.
Before Halo 4 came out, they did a web series called Halo Forward Onto Dawn, which kind of focused on a side character. And it was at like this
beautiful.
It was at this cool prestigious military academy that gets absolutely fucking glassed by the Covenant. And it's actually really good. Like, I'm not obviously they had maybe like $15 on the special effects, but honestly, it's kind of interesting, it's exciting. You get to see stuff that you normally wouldn't see. And then the aliens show up and there's this huge crazy ass fight, and like, it's good. You know what I mean? Like, it actually, there's heart there, and I'm like, good for you guys. So if we can get something kind of like that, but with, like, an enhanced budget, I'm going to have a real good fucking time.
Anyways, should we move on to Middle Watch?
Yeah, please. Please.
Cool. So this is the segment of the show where we devolve even further. We watch a random episode in the middle of a series, because who has time to watch all this television? Not me. I always want to get to the good things. Well, and guess what? We never do. So
yeah, it's a celebration and also a hate fest for all the television out there. And obviously, we might get a little critical. We're not coming from a bad place. We're just trying to have a good, fun time.
What show did we look at this week, Shane?
This week, as a celebration of Halloween and all things terrifying and
spoopy,
we decided to watch Evil, season 1, episode 5, and the episode name is October 31st, which really confused me when you texted me, because I was like, why am I watching this on Halloween? And then I was like, oh, I'm stupid.
All the names of the episodes have numbers in them.
That's not irritating at all. Like,
this show airs on CBS.
I think I want to say season 2 is coming, but it got delayed by the Waterworld stunt show. So all you evil heads out there, don't fret.
All you Catholics
out
there. More
demons, I think, are coming, I guess.
Or just mentally ill people. Oh, so here's the premise. Yeah.
Give it to me.
So the premise of the show is like a group of people that go and help people that may be possessed by demons. And one is a psychologist, the other one is a priest in training, and they try to help people. But this episode didn't look like they were helping anyone.
We start the episode with the B plot, which is kind of the best part of the episode by like
it's actually a pretty country mile
here. So yeah. There's a group of people that are, they're like the Gotham ghosts, which I thought was funny because we just watched Gotham. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like a fake ghost hunting crew, and you might say all ghost hunting crews are fake. You'd be correct, but this one is like it's obviously very over the top. They're trying to emulate Ghost Adventures, if you've ever seen that, which is obviously mm-hmm. like super zany and very like that.
Was that like Taps?
Yeah. No, Taps was like the more realistic Ghost Hunters? One. I mean,
fucking love that show.
Anyway, so you have this fun TV show ghost hunting crew, and they're going to a haunted strip club, which is great. It's a great mm-hmm. sentence.
So good.
You have all these people, so and then you have I believe his name is Ben, and he is one mm-hmm. I believe he also works for the Catholic Church in a capacity, and he is there to be like the skeptic. Like, they brought him on to be like the level-headed dude, and like, oh, if this guy gets scared, then ghosts must really be real. And that's fine. Yeah. And he was invited by this nice lady who was like, oh, we argued on Twitter. And I figured, hey, why not invite him to the show? Which is a wild thing to do. But he was like, sure. Which is a super nice thing to do.
Yeah. And she's like, but he's kind of hot. So, like, why not, right? Stakes are low here.
I hunt ghosts for a living. I don't care. So, wait, should we go through that B plot and then circle back to the episode? Okay.
Yeah. Let's do the B plot.
Like
yeah.
B plot more.
Things start happening. And like very obviously they're being like campy for the episode they're filming. And they're like, the walls are shaking, mirrors are falling. And at every turn, this guy's like, no, it's just because the generator's here. Or like, you know, there's some other shit going on. But then all of a sudden, they hear a scream and they see this like projection thing. They see like a what looks to be like a ghost. And they're like, oh my God, was that a ghost? Like in real life? Was that a real life ghost? And then everyone's nose starts bleeding. People are like, oh my God,
I can't
what the
believe
fuck's going on?
There's also a moment like right before that was like kind of sad and awkward where he, so he's talking to the girl who invited him there and she's like, well, do you believe in ghosts? I think it might be right after they saw the ghost, you know? And he's like, well, you know, I don't really know what's going on and I'm kind of freaking out. And I did see some dude die and come back to life and I don't really know. And then it kind of gets a little sad and she's like, oh, we have to stop. And apparently they were recording the whole thing. And then he's like, ooh. And I'm like, ooh. It's awful. I feel so bad for him. And then they go right back in and everyone's nose starts, they all start bleeding. And I'm like, oh my God, ghost, what's
going
on? Oh my
God, ricin.
And then he has like an epiphany, you know what I mean? And he rolls back into the strip club and then he just starts punching a fucking wall. And I'm like, damn, fucking get that wall. And he starts clawing at it. And I'm like, what's happening? And then he's like, here it is. And it's like a crazy projector from the year 2035. And he's like, this thing sprays particulate in the air. And then you project on it. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy. I didn't even know you could do that to make ghosts. And it's insane. They have the money to afford this. But he's like, this is how it is. And the girl didn't even know. And she's like, what the fuck, man? I thought we were all having a good time over here. And the dude's like, well, it's just a Halloween prank. And I'm like, you almost gave her, like, a brain aneurysm with your...
The reason why their noses bleed is because they're all allergic to this particulate that he, like, sprayed at
them. Which is cool. So I can't wait for the episode where they sue him for, like, health damages, because that'll be a fucking episode and a half right there.
It's like, dude, we could have had anaphylactic shock. You're lucky we just got nosebleeds.
So after all that fiasco is done, he's talking to her, and she's like, so I'm sorry about all that shit back there. And he's like, it's fine. Will you tweet me later? And she's like, fuck that noise. Here's my number. And I'm like, that's nice. That's a good, good little heart-to-heart. It's a fun ghost time. The only problem is the rest of the episode happens, and ooh boy, did it happen.
So the A plot, we have... psychologist Kristen gets a call from the priest in training, David. So she gets a call from David, and he's like, we're in like day 5 of this exorcism, can you come like check her out? And she's like, I feel like that's too many days, but I guess I'll go. And so she goes after calling her grandmother, her mom, to come and babysit her kids on Halloween. She goes to this house and this woman's like tied to a chair. and they have to put sunglasses on so they don't look in her eyes like a goddamn gorilla.
Sunglass thing is so
so weird, stupid. And I feel like it's a real thing. I feel like it's a thing they do.
As real as it can get, I guess, over here in Exorcism Town. Because
people do exorcisms, and this is,
you know, I think
insane and fake and like
my grandfather
terrifying.
Might have done an exorcism. And
like, was he possessed
he
a priest?
No, he had to perform it. Sorry.
That's wild.
Very wild.
That's so wild. Yeah. But anyway, so this woman's like, they're like, well, there were doctors who gave her psyche vows, and every doctor came up with something different. And I'm like, well, that's just how doctors be, though, you know? Sometimes they're wrong. And she's like speaking in tongues and like going like, ah, fuck you, you know, kind of thing. And then vomits, and you're like, ah, a demon. And the doctor's like, fuck, no, guys, like, she's mentally ill. And the priest is like, I gotta get back in there and torture this woman.
There's one part that is just, like, a special kind of fun. So, the doctors are kind of up against a wall. Kristen is like, I don't know what to fucking do here because everyone thinks there's a demon. And then she sees the holy water, like, sitting on a little table, which, I mean, I'm not a priest, but that's not what I would do with, like, a demon weapon, whatever. So she grabs it and then fills it with regular tap water. So then cut back to the exorcism room, and the priest is throwing water on this lady, and she's acting like she's getting burned. And Kristen's like, hello, it's tap water, so it can't be a demon, because obviously she's not getting burned. And the priest throws out some wild shit and is like, well, actually, because I'm a priest and I believe in holy water, then this water is holy, so I win, and demons are real. And I'm like... That don't make any fucking sense. What? And then...
And I know he was supposed to be, like, a sub-villain in this episode, but I'm like, you can't say that and be like, I'm correct. Like, I'm a smart person.
He also and another wild bit, is like, well, God can use, you know, blood, oil, ash, and water to his whim. And I'm like, the Avatar, you know...
Is he a fucking...
My favorite element has always been ash. So that's cool.
Anyway, so she calls another doctor who, like, went to John Hopkins. And they have a good back and forth because they're talking about, like, they're trying to explain things rationally to these priests. About, like, they're like, well, why'd she throw a man against the wall? And they're like, well, because, you know, if she's in a fit
fight
of hysteria, she can, like, you know, use adrenaline to be stronger than she usually is. And they have a good dynamic where they both look at each other, say the exact same thing. And they're like, this is it. Like, it's very clear. This is that to them, you know? And they're not having that at all.
Fun fact, though, the priests are like, well, no, demons are real. So they continue with it. Our boy David is like, I'm going to connect to this demon heart to heart. The demon says some wild shit about 3 stars because apparently that is a show bit where he had a vision of, like, these 3 stars. And they have some biblical significance. They might be good. They might be evil. We don't know. He starts talking to the demon, like, face-to-face about this shit. And it's like, well, you know, stop being a demon. And the demon's like, yeah, right. And the demon just leaves. It's like, I'm out of here. Do we see the demon? Does it do anything cool?
No.
Fuck no, it does not. So they take care of that problem. And he steps outside. And there's one shot that I do really like. And I do want to talk about it. And it's not when they ripped off The Exorcist in a different shot in the show, which was dumb. But towards the end, David goes outside and is like smoking or just kind of like, the fuck was that? And in the sky, there are only 3 stars and they're like arranged in kind of like a creepy cosmic horror kind of way. And I'm like, well, that's really interesting. You know what I mean? That's kind of a cool callback. And I'm like, oh, well, obviously that'll come up in the show later and it's kind of interesting. And then that bit ends. But then there's another bit. Would you like to take the wheel on this bit?
Yeah, I'll fucking crash his car. Okay, so the grandmother. Oh God, there's like two more bits. But anyways, the grandmother meets this like complete psychopath. Yeah, she meets this complete psychopath at dinner, and he's like, kindness is overrated. You know, I can do whatever I want. And then they go make out in an alleyway, and I'm like, bitch, you're gonna fucking die. Are you kidding me?
So. The grandmother, who is Kristen's mom, gets called to watch the kids so Kristen can deal with Demon Town. The grandmother rolls in, and she's watching the kids. And then she's also playing strip poker with this fucking dude that she just met, who's almost 100% a demon, right? There's something wrong, right? There's something wrong?
Yeah,
something
no, he's wrong. Evil. But also, they're both not stripping, and they're playing online poker and on the phone with each other. And, like, he's like, I'm practically naked. And he's, like, in his full suit. And I'm like, oof.
It's wild, because he's just in a car.
Getting steamy in here, in your car. But, yeah, so the kids are playing this game. They're telling ghost stories, and the mom's like, oh, I invited this girl, I don't know, what's her name, fucking Rachel
or some
shit. It's
Brenda, first of all.
Brenda, thank you. And they're like, oh, we hate Brenda. Brenda's the worst. And they're like, you're going to be friends with Brenda, because I fucking said so. And they're like, fine. And so Brenda shows up, and she's wearing a mask. And they're like, everyone be nice to Brenda. And she's wearing this, like, spooky girl mask. And she's like, I didn't go trick-or-treating. So they give her candy. And tells a story about this little girl who was, like, almost burned to death by her parents, and then she like tries to like get the kids to like kill their parents, and like they go in the basement and they're like crawling the hole in the wall to get cats, and everyone's like, that's not what are you insane? She's like, I'll show you a spooky game. And then they go to like, everyone's like just following her for no reason. She doesn't take the mask off the entire time. She's being real spooky, being real weird, being real gross. We don't like it. She takes the kids to the cemetery. Meanwhile, while in the midst of a steamy game of strip poker, the grandmother gets a phone call from Brenda's mother being like, oh, thank you for inviting Brenda. And I'm like, I'm so sorry she couldn't show up. She is sick tonight. And the grandmother's like, no, she's downstairs with the kids. And she's like, no, Brenda's sick in bed. And she goes, oh, shit, who's with the kids then? What the hell? And, I think for me, that was, like, the spookiest part of the episode, because I'm like, that's good. I like that a lot.
Yeah, they did kind of riff off the visit on that one, but
I mean, they riff
fine.
Off, like, every other ghost story, too.
What? No.
Yeah. Or those... Did
not
you,
evil.
Did you get those, like... Do you ever get those weird ads on, like, an app or something, and they're like...
More?
You know how... It's like an ad for an app that was, like, a spooky text app. Where it would, like, tell these stories, but through text messages.
Yeah, they're on... That's on Snapchat,
yeah, and it'd be like, honey, don't come in. Like, if you see me, don't open the door. Like, that's not me. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm so scared. You came home, like, 2 hours ago. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's just that. It's just, like, that's dumb bullshit, but it's effective.
Yeah. So, the grandma calls her... calls Kristen. Mm-hmm. Is like, you gotta get home. There's some crazy shit happening. And then they race to the graveyard. And Brenda's like, one of you should jump in this open grave. And I'm not an expert, but it probably wouldn't just be an open grave there.
Yeah.
You know? And then one of the kids jumps in for some reason. Also, if it's not Brenda and they knew Brenda, they'd be like, you don't sound like Brenda, but whatever. I'm not here to police evil. And Brenda's like, well, I'm going to take my mask off. Did they show you it? No.
No. They're hinting at, like, Brent, this girl... is the girl that she's telling the story about who's burned in the fire and yada yada yada.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh boy. And then the mom and the grandma show up and the kids are like, what the fuck was that? And then Brenda's just like skipping down the street later like, I'm evil. I hope she never shows up again.
I don't think she would.
That would be the funniest but also the fucking stupidest thing ever.
I think it would be better if we just saw the mask like on the ground like fly away like we did. Like blow in the breeze, and then just have the episode end there, instead of seeing her, like, walk down the street. Because then it's like, was it a ghost the whole time? Because that'd be much better.
But also, how does shit like that just happen? What the fuck?
Also,
what are the rules here, evil?
I wrote a note saying, please yeet this ghost girl into the hole.
Oh, it's funny, because I said I wish they would have kicked Brenda into space in my notes, because that is how I felt.
Yeah, I was like,
a total B,
because, like, they were like, oh, like, how would you kill your parents? And the girl, who's, like, obviously, like, 4 years old, is like, with kisses, and she's like, shut the fuck up, and I'm like, calm
like,
down,
now you
Brenda.
Play the game, and I'm like, I would just, like, punch
like,
right
then
to the
you can
face.
Go home, Brenda.
Establish order right away.
You don't have friends, Brenda.
You're not even a fucking person, you freak.
You're
out of here.
Damn ghost, Brenda.
You're not our fucking responsibility.
Go back to hell, Brenda. So, that was evil. I feel like we've watched worse things.
I do, too. I like the characters, I think. Like, obviously, I really liked like the ghost hunting B C plot or whatever. Yeah. Like, I thought that was kind of wholesome.
Yeah.
And it feels like everyone wants to be here, which is, you think, kind of a prerequisite for any show, but trust me, it's not.
No.
I think that helped this. I do think this is, as an episode, it wasn't very scary, and maybe it gets more scary later.
I don't know. I was talking to my mom about this, and she's like,
"Good,
such a scary show. I had to stop watching it because, like, it would keep me up at night." And I'm like, "Okay, like, I'm spooked. I'm ready." And then I watched this, and I was like, "Mom, I'm concerned that you're not."
I thought this was all a little bit.
You're too milk toast.
I'm gonna use a pretty rough word here. I thought it was all a little bit fucking silly.
Yeah, I was more like, angry, I think, than anything else. No, I've had it up to here with the Catholic Church being like,
it just took itself real seriously.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because, like, I've seen 400,000 hours of Supernatural, and we'll talk about it. But, like, after having experienced, like, just killing demons this way and that, having one demon be like, "It's such a big deal," I'm like, is it that much of a big deal?
Yeah.
It's just one of them.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, the Supernatural episode of, like, their first exorcism was much better.
Yeah.
And that was like a million years ago.
Yeah.
And it was actually a demon, not just a mentally ill woman. So
the stakes, the stakes were just not like here for me in this. I don't know what I'm sure there's like an overarching thing, and there's like, this demon lord wants to poison whatever, the water hole.
I mean, yeah. I just felt like because it was so grounded, the stakes were low, because like, I'm like, demons aren't real. You know, God isn't real, so, like, fucking, why should I be worried, you know? Like, demons are fake. Why should I, like, I'm not worried. I'm more worried about them harming an innocent woman than I am about a demon.
It just felt like they were straddling that line between we want to be real and we want to be spooky. And yeah. I felt like they kind of fell in the middle.
Yeah, they tried to shoot for both when they should have just shot for one and then, like, done one hard.
And, like, here's the thing. Go spooky. You know why? Because it's fun.
Yeah,
because
it's fun. I think this, the main plot was, like, the worst part for me. It was in no means bad. Comparatively, but I just think it wasn't very strong.
I agree, because, like, the Brenda stuff was stupid, but it worked.
Yeah.
And obviously, the ghost hunting thing was kind of like a weird, wholesome romp in the middle of it all. And mm-hmm. I feel like I like all these people, and, like, I would like them. You know what I mean? And maybe other episodes are, like, better, and, like, maybe when they actually get some tussling going on.
Yeah. But I don't even think they tussle. That's the thing.
I fucking love when people tussle, though.
Yeah, and I'll be caught fucking dead before I actively watch a CBS show, so, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
There goes that sponsorship.
So, yeah, that was evil.
Yeah, it was evil.
Episode
Not
5.
Super evil,
no.
Weirdly, but somewhat,
yeah, it was like...
Kind of benevolent. It's
indifferent. That should, kind
of, I guess a little rude, I guess I would call it. Like, mean-spirited.
Impolite,
I mean?
Mainly.
Yeah, impolite.
Just maybe impolite. Puckish.
Season 1, episode 5.
Vote like your life depends on it, because yours
it
might not,
does.
But it might for other people. So, also, wash your hands. The water will get you. The water world might get you. Be careful out there. Take care of each other.
Wear your mask, obviously.
Yeah, to keep the water out. So
keep the water out, very important.
Yeah, or keep water in, you know, that's the thing too, is, you know, you might have the water from Waterworld. So is that it? Is that all we got? Is that the end?
On this and on this, and welcome to our video.
Wait, I don't know how.
Wait, wouldn't have been alive.